Hey guys, welcome to the number 264 ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am your host, Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase, and I am happy because it is Friday night, and you know what that means. It is time for the NBA in-season tournament. Every team plays. It's going to be awesome. The Wizards, though, they face off now at home against the Charlotte Hornets. After 2 nights ago, they were in Charlotte and won by 16 points. We're going to recap that game, and then we're going to break down how the Wizards are going to do, previewing their matchup tonight, again, at home against Charlotte for in-season tournament play. We hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view. Let's jump right into this.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three. Oh, he's open.
Troy Brown Jr. finding Beal. Beal puts it up and in. And the Wizards take the lead.
All right, so to start off this episode, let's break down the Wizards' 132-116 win in Charlotte on Wednesday night. And to be honest, guys, it was truly just all Kyle Kuzma. 33 points, 9 rebounds, 3 from 24 from the field is very good. 4 from 11, not amazing from 3, but also not horrific at the same time. Overall, the Wizards shot close to 49% from the field, 42% from 3, and 80% from the line. Just were very efficient, while on the other hand, Charlotte was inefficient from three-point range and from the free throw line, and that was part of the reason why Washington was able to get the dub. And I mean, look, LaMelo Ball was really good on the other end. In fact, the leading scorer of the whole game. But the Wizards had a much more well-rounded team. This was the Danilo Gallinari I've been waiting for and expecting, because Danilo Gallinari was an interesting player because he has nothing to do with the Wizards' timeline. Just happened to be in a trade. But we know he can score the ball, and we know he can be efficient from three. So far on the year, he's shooting 40% from three. But finally, he really produced at a high level. Look, 3 points, 8 points, 6 points, 1 point, then 18 points on Wednesday. Great game from Danilo Gallinari. Then we have Corey Kispert, who has returned from injury this week, played really well, had 12 points. DeLon Wright, 18 points and 4 steals, which was really great. And Landry Shamet, and that lineup as a whole, with Kispert, DeLon Wright, Landry Shamet, Balo Koulibaly, Danilo Gallinari, those players off the bench were really the key difference makers. Like, Jordan Poole had a -5 plus minus, only had 11 points, was really inefficient. Like, the Wizards didn't rely on their star players, they relied on their well-rounded team, because all the Wizards, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 6 guys, put up double digits. For Charlotte, their entire starting lineup did, but their bench as a whole only put up 16 plus 7, that is 23 points. And so, that is very concerning. And when your bench is putting up 23 points, and DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet, just them, are combining for 33 off the bench, that's what's going to happen. So, I really loved what I saw from the Wizards' depth as a whole. A well-rounded team, and a well-rounded win. But the Wizards got to face them again tonight. Wizards, Hornets, in DC should be a really, really good matchup and a game that I am personally very, very excited for. The Wizards looking to get their first in-season tournament win of the season. Their first game, their election day was on Tuesday, so it was not, so there was no in-season tournament on Tuesday. But on Friday, the Wizards' first in-season tournament game a week ago from today, they lost to the Heat by 7 points. They made a run at it towards the end, but they really could never secure the W. But this time, you're not playing a strong Miami team. You're instead playing a Charlotte team that isn't amazing. So we'll see if the Wizards are able to secure their first ever in-season tournament win. For the Wizards, no injuries on their side. For the Hornets, James Bouknight out, Miles Bridges out due to suspension, Gordon Hayward, right hamstring strain, he is probable to return, but then Frank Ntilikina, Terry Rozier, and Cody Martin all are out for the matchup. So between Miles Bridges, Terry, he's been out all season, but still, and then Terry Rozier, and then James Bouknight, and then still Gordon Hayward, but not at 100%. the Wizards could really win this game in tonight's matchup. My prediction for the matchup, I think the Wizards do take it. They win their first set of consecutive games this entire season. They win 125-120. Mike Coburn's catch for the Wizards in-season tournament game against Charlotte is that Jordan Poole finally finds his groove in D.C. So far this season, Jordan Poole is averaging 17 points on his least efficient campaign since 2020, which was his rookie season. He wasn't polished. He wasn't doing much. It's his worst efficient season since then, and that's pretty bad because he still wasn't amazing in 2021 or 2022. He wasn't polished yet. And even in the Wizards' 16-point win over Charlotte on Wednesday, Poole struggled, as I mentioned earlier. Went 3-for-12 from the field, 1-for-5 from three. However, this will be the game I feel that he starts to thrive. Charlotte currently has the third worst scoring defense in basketball and has a short guard rotation with Terry Rozier and Cody Martin sidelined. I think Poole has a good day, and he helps the Wizards win their first ever in-season tournament game. Spread time, the Wizards are 2.5-point favorites, Hornets 2.5-point dogs, over-under 240.5. I have a total of 245 points, so I will take the over on that. I am taking the Wizards to have them winning by 5. My spread, I would essentially keep it the same. I have Wizards -3. Just think that really dominant win, plus the fact that the Hornets have a lot of injuries, and the fact that the Wizards are at home, you got to bump it up just a little bit more. And I would keep the same over-under, so I really think Vegas overall is nailing that spread. What punctuation do you put on that percentage? I think ESPN giving the Wizards a 66.4% chance of winning is a little too high. Washington is coming off of a huge victory over Charlotte, as I mentioned, but and Charlotte is a banged up and injured team with Gordon Hayward not even at 100% tonight. And the Wizards are at home and looking to win their first ever in-season tournament game. I understand all those things. But nor have the Wizards proved to be anything special this year. They're 2-6. So, I mean, to say that they should be, to say that, like, two-thirds of the time the Wizards are going to win this game, or excuse me, not 2-6, the Wizards are 2-5, I think that's a pretty drastic statement. So when you look at a 2-5 team that really is awful defensively and hasn't shown many great signs of promise. So look, should the Wizards still have a good chance of winning? Yeah, I think you should have 55%, 60% chance of winning. I give this percentage a question mark. I think it's a little too high. And last but certainly not least, who you got? I think Johnny Davis will have a good game tonight. He showed some signs of great basketball, putting up 11 points exactly a week ago in the Wizards' first in-season tournament game against Miami. He's attacked the rim better this year. He's played better defensively. He's shown more promise. I think he takes advantage of an injured Charlotte backcourt and has himself his best game of the season. That's 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 11 shooting from the field, 3 of 7 shooting from 3-point range. That's close to 43%, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 2 turnovers, 2 fouls, and the best game Jordan Poole has had in his entire career. And he struggled with injuries early on in this year, struggled with injuries last year, struggled to just play good basketball last year. I think this is the year that Jordan Poole maybe starts to string it in, maybe starts to pull it all together, and can show some significant promise and show that, if I said Jordan Poole, I apologize, I meant Johnny Davis. That I think this year where Johnny Davis could really show some promise. I think he can really break out and show that his career isn't over yet, and I think this will be the start of what will be a really good stretch for the 10th overall pick in the 2022 NBA draft at Wisconsin. All right, that is going to do it for today's episode. Again, I have the Wizards securing their second straight victory. I don't know how much reliability we can put into the Washington Wizards. That game is at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. You are not going to want to miss that game. That is going to be great. You're also not going to want to miss some great content I have coming up. Sports for Kids, we have Fantasy Friday coming out either tonight or tomorrow. That's going to be great. We have game picks coming up there as well. We have a regular episode coming up on there as well. We have Chase's Sports News Radio on Sunday morning. That's always great. We have a Ravens preview article and a really tough matchup against the Browns on the Cool Sports Newsletter. You're not going to want to miss that. We just dropped our NFL Power Rankings on chasesportsnews.com. We just had another episode of the Cool Sports Network and have another interview dropping soon. We're really busy these days, so you're not going to want to miss anything. Please check out the links in the description box below. We really would appreciate it. And you can see some of my other content as well. And just a PS, this is something just in the works right now. I am thinking of possibly doing quick previews and quick recaps of each game on the Cool Sports newsletter and maybe making some of these episodes, because a lot of you don't know this. For my previews, a lot of times I'll just write them out, and a lot of times I'm basically reading a script and improvising as I go, so I can essentially write everything out and post it on there. If you're more of a I want to read person instead of I want to listen person, or do both at the same time, probably wouldn't match up as great, but still, if you guys do want to do that, I am probably going to be posting some of these on the Cool Sports newsletter as well, kind of a reading version of it. So if you're more of a reader, you can check that out as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully the Wizards can get their first win in the in-season tournament tonight. Hopefully you guys did enjoy. If you did, please subscribe, follow, share, view, and again, please check out all the stuff I got going on. Links in the description box below. Again, thanks so much. That is going to do it. I am Chase Coburn, and we will see you next time here on Wiz Talk with Chase. Peace.